Egypt is reeling in the aftermath of Wednesday's violence, with funerals underway for those killed during the security crackdown on anti-government protesters. Despite the month-long state of emergency imposed the day before, supporters of ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi took to the streets again Thursday, extending the confrontations. Government buildings were attacked, while Coptic Christians, accused of backing the coup against Mr. Morsi, worked their way through the rubble of churches destroyed in anger. Egypt's interim government has justified the move against two protest camps in Cairo Wednesday. Officials are blaming supporters of Mr. Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood for the violence, which spread to cities across the country. And while international condemnation of the operations continue to pour in, many ordinary Egyptians seem to have felt that force was necessary. I spoke earlier with political analyst Hisham Qassam.
What happened was tragic. It's one of the traumas of the nation. However, Egyptians want to get back to normal life, and they feel that the state was quite patient with the people in the citizens in Rabaa and in Nahda, and had used up all options before resorting to violence, and were very cooperative yesterday when a curfew was called, on the hopes that this is going to help the state put all this behind them.
The state of emergency is expected to last 1 month. And along with the nighttime curfew in Cairo and other governorates, several key institutions remain closed, including banks and the stock exchange. And the Brotherhood and its supporters have vowed to keep up their protests in one form or another, making a return to normal life in this divided country seem far away. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.